Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Coming up,
neighbors say a triple homicide in Herndon includes a woman and her two girls. I'm Valerie Bong.
The Washington football team's application to trademark the name gets denied. I'm Acacia Jane.
Where do you want the circulator to go? I'm Christopher Cruz.
It is 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Claudette is a tropical depression now, but it's expected to gain strength back up to a tropical storm come tomorrow morning. But no matter its strength, the storm has caused flash flooding, spurred tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. And as our Stacey Lynn reports, it has also destroyed families.
10 people were killed when multiple vehicles collided on Interstate 65 in Butler County. Sheriff Danny Bond.
It had been raining off and on, you know, due to tropical storm Claudette. We don't know that that's the exact cause of the accident.
He says 18 vehicles were involved in the wreck. 8 who died were children on a bus from a youth ranch for neglected or abused school-age girls.
It was a horrific crash site. It's one I hope I never have to relive.
A 29-year-old father and his 9-month-old daughter who were in another vehicle were also killed. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
That crash was in Alabama. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says Claudette is creeping up the East Coast.
Tropical depression Claudette continues to drop rain throughout the South and into the Carolinas. It brought dangerous and deadly flooding to Alabama, and now it is bringing some serious conditions to portions of South and North Carolina. There's a flash flood watch in effect.
A man wanted for the deaths of 3 people in Oregon is now under arrest in Wisconsin. Coos County District Attorney Paul Frazier says the suspect drove more than 2,000 miles from the coast city of North Bend to the Milwaukee area.
The suspect in this case, OEN Evan Nicholson, turned himself in to the police in Milwaukee, Wisconsin this morning.
His father is one of the people he allegedly killed. World powers are reportedly closer to a revived nuclear deal with Iran. Mideast expert Aaron David Miller says Tehran would like assurances that the U.S. will not withdraw from the accord like it did in 2018 under then-President Trump.
Iran wants the United States to commit that reentry into the agreement is somehow immunized and cannot be affected or influenced by Congress or a successive administration. That assurance, let alone guarantee, is absolutely out of the question.
A deadly Pride Parade crash in Florida yesterday appears to be an accident. A member of a men's chorus group unintentionally slammed into fellow singers at the start of the parade in Wilton Manors. Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trentalis initially said the act was deliberate, adding to mass confusion last night. That 77-year-old driver was taken into custody, but police say no charges have been filed. This is CBS News.
Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
5:03 on this Sunday, June 20th, 2021, 87 degrees in the district. Good evening, I'm Jenny Glick. The top local story we are following at this hour. More details are emerging from a triple murder in Herndon, Virginia, yesterday morning. Neighbors say the victims were a mother and her two girls.
The tragedy at an apartment building on Florida Avenue in Herndon struck close to home for neighbors who tell our news partner NBC4 that the girls were just 6 and 10 years old. The oldest was getting ready to celebrate her birthday on Saturday. A couple said they knew the victims and struggled with how to tell their children.
How can you explain to the little one what happened? And, you know, for a family, or I don't know who probably was, you know, but it's really bad.
Police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected and that the man had a personal relationship with the 3 victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
So what is our NFL team name going to be? The Washington football team's application to trademark the name has been denied by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
According to multiple reports, the office denied the team's application due to the generic geographic nature of the request and because of previous registrations by Philip McCauley, who's the legal owner of the Washington Football Club. The team applied applied for the trademark last year after deciding to remove its former name, which many people considered offensive. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The Washington football team has until December 18th to file a response to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
Well, if you've been outside today, you know it feels pretty steamy. A heat emergency has been declared in the district today and tomorrow. Cooling centers will be open throughout the city both days because temperatures are expected to climb into the 90s. D.C. activates its heat emergency plans when the heat index or temperature is forecast to reach 95 degrees or higher. You can find cooling center locations online using an interactive map. Well, bike riders in Maryland's most populated county are celebrating the opening of a first-of-its-kind project that they think could save lives.
The Protected Bike Lane Pilot Project has changed the look of a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County, putting the stretch from Arcola Avenue to Amherst Avenue in the Wheaton downtown on a road diet.
Went from three lanes on each side to two lanes on each side with a protected bike lane.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says next, the State Highway Administration will study the 1 1/3 mile stretch of road for 4 to 6 months to see how much it's used.
If they think that this is a success, they will pilot this in other road segments in the county.
Gray's enthusiastic to see this step, which he believes will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan, a goal of eliminating serious and fatal collisions on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
The district's Department of Transportation is proposing changes to the popular circulator service, and they want you to weigh in.
You'll now have until Friday, June 25th, to make your feelings known about the proposals, which include a new Ward 7 route. It would serve the Deanwood, Benning Road, Stadium Armory, and Union Station Metrorail stations. Officials say the route would be available to thousands of residents. It would also provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7. DDOT is also proposing an extension of the DuPont Circle Ross route to U Street Northwest. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
Stick around. Coming up after traffic and weather, some welcome new numbers in both Virginia and Maryland related to COVID. It's 5:06.
With demand high and production low, it's become hard to find the vehicle you're looking for. So, right now at Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, we're offering our same great deals on all factory orders. I'm Melanie Funkhauser, president of Fair Oaks, and I want you in the car of your dreams. Pick your color, your options, everything you want at the price you want to pay. And you're guaranteed the car of your dreams. Get huge savings on factory orders now during Jeep Freedom Days at Fair Oaks. Online at fairoaksmotors.com.
If you're booking a fun summer in your own backyard, book a free estimate at CertaPro Painters. Show your home the gratitude it deserves with a fresh coat of paint or a brand new color, then show it off at the next barbecue. Painting inside or out, our paint professionals take care of every detail start to finish with worry-free service you can count on. It's busy painting season, so go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C, and get on the schedule. Then relax and enjoy the view. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Sarah, I did it.
Did what?
It's perfect.
What's perfect?
He got Kristen an engagement ring. And